Hello, this is Marion, and she's going to start by telling us a little bit about her experience of school, and then I'm going to ask her the questions for Purpose Ed. So, Marion, just tell us where you went to school.
My name is Marion Scragg, and I went to school in Macclesfield at St Paul's Junior School, and then the secondary school, Rolls Park.
And how long were you at school?
I left school at 14 and a half.
Mm.
And
then you went straight to work?
Straight to work then.
Okay.
From school.
That's really good. Right, so now I'm going to ask you the first Purpose Ed question. How do you think we should educate people in the future? So based on your experience, what do you think in the future people should have by way of education? You got any ideas about that?
Well, yeah, like it is now.
Mm.
I think it's a good thing to have an education.
Yeah.
I mean, I never got the chance to have one because I was the only child brought up with my mother and she needed a wage.
Yeah, so you had to leave school.
I had to leave school.
Yeah.
I could have stayed on a bit.
Mm.
Mm. Was pretty, you know, good at art.
So it's good for children to have an education
at school and to be able to stay on.
So you think that's in the future, that's what should happen as well. And do you think they should be in school? Or do you think they should also do learning when they're at work or in other areas?
You see, when we was at school, we learnt obviously at school, and then we went to, I can't remember what it was called now, on Park Lane, a bit like a college in a way.
Like an evening class, was it?
No, it was in the day.
Oh, in the
day. You went from school to
where
the library was.
Right, okay.
And you learnt things in there, like domestic science and how to iron and
cook.
things like that, which
so,
was good.
I mean, you think that all young people should have the opportunity to have access to education. You were saying something to me earlier about the difference between when you left school and now as to whether or not you're likely to get a job.
Well, I think this day and age, really, this doesn't seem to be as many. They go to university in college and then till they're 18, 19, and then some come out of it and there's no jobs for them, is there?
Yeah. Everybody gets a job, even though they've got an education.
And they're well educated, aren't they? They've gone through all that.
So maybe education isn't just about for a job. Right, so we had a little interruption there while the doorbell went, and Ray, Marion's partner's just come, and he was going to tell us what he thought about how people should be educated in the future. So, what do you think, Ray? Do you think it should be like it is now, or different?
Well, from what I can understand of it, it seems like university is getting expensive now.
Yeah.
They're charging this $9,000.
Yeah.
Is that for the whole thing?
Or no, per year.
Per year?
Yeah. And
so
the living costs.
The better off.
Yeah.
Families can really afford that. So they're going back to how things used to be years ago.
Yeah. All the students have a debt.
Yeah.
Yeah.
When they leave there, they start work and they're thousands of pounds in debt before
they even
get a job.
Mm.
Yeah, I think that's wrong.
Yeah, you think it shouldn't be like that?
No.
Because you're saddling people with a debt, really. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, if in the future people's education should be free, then how can we achieve that? That's the difficulty, isn't it? That's really quite difficult, isn't
it? How do they do it in other countries? Do they have to pay?
Well, in other countries, like, for example, America, they've had these massive debts for a very long time.
Yeah.
And, I don't know that I could pronounce on it, but I think you are right, is that it's something that richer families can afford for their children. So parents will be saving up for... They have what's called a college fund from when the children are babies, and they're saving up for it all those years. So, it's difficult to see how it could be different in the future. So I suppose some people would think that perhaps we shouldn't have those big universities, that people should learn in other ways, from each other and,